For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Left to right, there's an RPO, and Lance kept it in a block downfield, and he's still going. And Lance down the left sideline. Lance to the pylon, and Trey Lance took it all the way. And nobody's handkerchief is on the ground. 46-yard touchdown run from Trey Lance, and that's why you didn't have Aubrey kick the field goal.
Brad Sham with the call on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The preseason is thankfully done. Who was done on the roster and who saved themselves from Saturday on this radio station in the loss against the Chargers? It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again. Glad you are joining us for the commercial-free expressway, where we are going to hook you up with a Texas Rangers ticket giveaway. Shout out to Flo Man, Darth, Kid Cowboy, Marcus, Cade, and Wayne, watching on YouTube and Twitch. The way to hit us up with your star up, star down. That's the way we grade Cowboys games. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. The grade for Trey Lance. Let's get that out of the way. As Brian brought us with a surprise call-in, hearing me talk smack about him at 620. I think we went with a B for the first week. What are we going with here?
Weighting this on a bell curve of expectations.
What were your expectations?
None.
Okay.
None. C minus.
Oh.
C minus.
Okay.
Which to me is, that to me is an AB, ABC. I'm in the top three there. You're on the podium.
You're going higher.
Yeah.
You guys are in the C's with 5 interceptions.
Yep. Flat
wow.
C. Because to me it's, this is what I've come to expect, is that he's going to be inconsistent. He's going to look really good at times and really bad at times. And that's about what we saw. If you're grading it based on what the expectation has become with Trey Lance and what we've seen from him and what we've seen in terms of consistency, he checked all of the boxes of everything we've seen from him throughout training camp. And that is a guy who is just not consistent enough to start in the NFL. And so a C.
Man, throwing 5 picks, you get a C. That's a hell of a...
Like I said, the expectations, we're low. We're low here, right? That's kind of where it is.
I guess I'd go at the best C minus, D plus. But I guess C minus. There were better throws, more impressive throws than the week before. But about 75% of the Tolos voting at 105.3 SS, Cooper Rush is the backup quarterback.
What I didn't realize until watching the game back and hearing the commentary on the TV about it was those first 2 picks he threw to Tony Jefferson. I was like, wow, like why is an NFL veteran standing in here and playing in this game? I come to find, like, he was retired 3 months ago. He was in the Baltimore Ravens scouting department and decided he still could play.
Yes. Right. And he looked like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu out there combined.
Look, if you're trying to, if you're brought us and you're trying to massage it a little bit and justify it, maybe say, look, he was a scout a couple months ago. He watches the tape. He knew Trey Lance better than anybody else would. What would you want Trey Lance to do?
Jerry Jones on Trey's performance after the game.
Well, I saw good, and I saw some things that you'd like to have back. I hate it. Those 5 intercepts are going to be a stat on a game that I couldn't have asked for more reps and better situation to watch him play. And he needed that, because the one thing he's missing more than anything is the lack of reps, much less NFL reps. Saw some good things and saw some things you'd like to have back. But overall, I'm glad to have that outing with us. And certainly, we're planning on him being on our roster for sure.
Do you have any regrets over the trade and giving up that 4th-round pick?
For a 4th-round pick? Are you kidding me? Although we did get Dak. We did get Dak with our second fourth round pick. So you got a point there. But we've had some that didn't play in the fourth round, too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean.
That's not going to make many people happy. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me for a fourth-round pick? A guy who's not even going to be our backup quarterback and can't beat out Cooper Rush?
Now if he wants to say, do I regret taking a flyer on a guy who was the third overall pick and was viewed that way by the league a couple years ago? No. I'll throw a fourth-round pick at that because there's nobody we're throwing a dart at in the fourth round who we evaluate as high as we did Trey Lance when he was coming out.
That's fair.
And so if he wants to say it in that respect, I think that's a better way to say it. And that's probably what he's getting at is the idea of it's a fourth rounder, guys. Like, we've had guys, like you said, who didn't even play for us who got picked in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. So to try and, you know, get a lottery ticket that he's willing to hold on to still, it sounds like, I get the thought process. I just wouldn't have done it when you look at what the rest of the quarterbacks around the league went for.
Star up, star down, Bobby Belt. Who else was this game big for?
The guys who I think really helped or hurt their chances. Number one to me, we haven't talked at all. I don't know that we've said his name one time throughout training camp. Buddy Johnson, the linebacker who was a fourth round pick out of Texas A&M a couple years ago. See, we come back to fourth round picks. Fourth round pick out of Texas A&M a couple years ago, has bounced around the league a little bit, has been a disappointment. He has really come on strong recently, and he had probably the best game of anybody on defense the other day. Just making a lot of different plays in the run and seeing things quickly, you know, identifying them, getting to the ball, working through trash, getting past blockers. He played really, really well. I think he's on the roster. And so that's a spot that maybe you weren't accounting for a couple weeks ago. I think now they view him as being on the roster. So he gets a big star up for me. Deuce Vaughn, I think, continuing to play the way that he has, which is showing a different style of running than he had put on display last year. I think that I had him off last week. My sense in the last couple days is that he's probably on as well.
Deuce?
Yeah.
Jerry was asked if Deuce Vaughn is going to make it.
He obviously has got some very special talent, and you've got to find a place for that. You got to find a place for it on Sunday to get it on the field. And you need that'll be the job of the next few days of weighing what a roster spot means. And he's sitting right there, though. He's certainly, he is gadget juice and at non-gadget times. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be interesting for us.
And Choppy, your review of the running back room jumped out the most.
Oh.
I'm not giving you props yet.
Okay.
I'll say it just jumped out. Of anything anyone wrote last night in the email, your rave review of the running backs.
I mean, bell curve, right? Expectations. They were zero because there was a bunch of no-names in there. But you had Deuce, Malik, and Royce all at 4.4 a carry or more. Two of them were over 5.5 a carry. And like, that's tremendous considering you're behind third string offensive line guys for part of the game. And it's not like this is a Charger unit that allowed 6 yards. They allowed 6 yards of carry on Saturday. And they allowed 4.2 in the first two games, right, on average. So it's like, all right, it's not like they were getting just.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Completely torched, but they torched that defensive front in this game. I thought to me, like, that was, you had three guys that really performed well at the running back position. It made me feel slightly better for the moment. For the moment, slightly better. Now, I don't know how many they carry. Like, how many are they going to carry here?
Yeah, I mean, do you... I think Lipke's on the roster as a fullback. And if you do that, you might only be able to keep three running backs. It might be Dowdle, Zeke, and then take your pick between Freeman and Deuce and Malik. I thought in this game on Saturday, if it does come down to you got to pick one of those three, I thought Deuce and Freeman played really well. I thought Malik was a little underwhelming compared to the others. I thought those,
he had
two,
a nice start.
Those two flashed.
He flashed in the very beginning, I wrote down.
He had a holding call on a Trey Lance run at one point. There were a couple other times where I thought he didn't see the hole quick enough, decisively enough, didn't make a decisive cut. It didn't pop the same sort of way that I saw from Freeman and Deuce. Freeman's the interesting one to me because I think that he's somebody who he's probably off because of the similarity in running style to other guys on the roster, but there's nothing I've seen from him that's been discouraging. He's I've been impressed by him the entire time.
Yeah, that Malik Davis hold wiped out a big Trey Lance run. Then they had a fumbled snap, and then he threw a dime. John Stevens up and down game with that fumble, but Trey made some nice throws to him. Anyone else?
Yeah, star down. We talked about him last week, a fourth-round pick last year and a guy that Dan Quinn was really high on. Junior Fajoko just gives you nothing out there. Junior Fajoko, he did. Well, there's star down for Andrew Booth as well.
Yes.
But you watch on that big 70-yard run, the first play that the Chargers got on offense where they're running that end around, Fajoko just could not get over to the edge and couldn't keep the edge like he was supposed to. And it's too often that you see he's just not generating any pass rush. To me, he's off the roster.
You have any star up, star downs you need to throw in there?
I have a question. When the hell did Cooper Beebe take over and make it so he didn't even need to play in this last game? I was out last week, so forgive me.
It was a fast rise.
But I can't get it away. I mean, my goodness. I mean, he was throwing bounce passes in the first week of training camp to the quarterback from center. When did it go from, boy, we got a problem here, to, oh, he's the starter. He doesn't even need to play in this final preseason game.
So we talked about this on Thursday and Friday last week, the idea of coaches like to see whenever you show consistent progression and consistent improvement that they are willing to deal with some growing pains in the process if they feel like you're always stacking good days on top of good ones. That's something BB did pretty consistently with his snapping. The issues have not been nearly as consistent as they were early on in training camp. The snaps are more on target. He hasn't had as many problems with it. In fact, in the games, the only one who had a snap issue, I think in the three games, was Hoffman. It wasn't BB. And he is the better guy. Once the ball is snapped and you're just into blocking, he's better than Hoffman right now. And so I think that there was enough development on that front that they comfortably said, all right, you went out. Last week, it really became a competition where they were kind of alternating, but that clearly looked like it was settled on Saturday.
We have some breaking news here on the home of the Cowboys, which the Dallas football team will gladly welcome. Bobby saw this from Adam Schefter. Nick Chubb will not be playing against the Cowboys. Cleveland is expected to leave Nick Chubb on the physically unable to perform list, which means he is ineligible to be active during the first four games of the season. Breaking news on the fan presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That's big.
That's big. That is big.
Do they still have Hunt?
Oh, boy, you'd ask me.
I don't know. Okay. What, does this...
Jerome Ford, I believe, is their starter now.
Is this a line mover? How much of a line mover would this be to you, Chop? Is this a point? Or is it less than that?
I don't think a running back has ever been...
With the way Cleveland runs the ball, though, as that's kind of their identity on offense, if you, like, take Chubb out of the mix, you don't think that shifts it at all?
I mean, history shows it wouldn't. History shows it wouldn't.
So Kareem Hunt's out there. He's out there at the age of 29.
I mean, they did well with Jerome Ford last year. I picked him up in fantasy after that. He had a good season. So, I don't think this moves the needle.
It's 2.5 right now. Browns minus 2.5.
Browns, yeah, keep an eye on it. I don't think it would move it, but maybe it does. Maybe I'm wrong.
So that is the breaking news. Did you say something? Did I hear a drop in my headphones or not? Okay. E-me. Bobby, before best and worst of the weekend, Bobby says, this is the week. Why are you so confident the contracts get done, or is it just an easy take since we're 2 weeks out?
Well, I mean, it's just CD that I think is going to get done. I still don't think Dak gets done, but, you know, whenever we've talked about it during this time, and it's like, does he report by week one of camp, week two, and, you know, things like that. I just, after talking to different people over the weekend, the overwhelming sense I get from them is they're getting it this week. The Cowboys, I think, believe they're getting it done this week. And I think when you hear Jerry talking about it post-game, which Jerry's been willing to talk about CeeDee the whole time and throw out little barbs here or there or have a little comment here or there, he was shutting everything down and being very short with every CeeDee question the other night.
Jerry, as you're near the season starting, any updates on CeeDee?
I don't have any updates, but we are near the season starting.
Have you seen him or his representation since you got back?
We have a lot of things to talk about. I'm going to be talking about who's here.
Any plans to meet with Diggs face-to-face like you did last year with Zach?
Diggs?
Lamb. Excuse me.
I plan on Diggs. I'll see Diggs face-to-face.
We've been seeing
it. So no discussions face-to-face with your corner?
Lamb.
With the receiver, Lamb.
I don't know why I'm messing him up. I've been talking to Diggs. Diggs had a baby. And so we've been really talking about that.
So Jerry taking every opportunity to just, all right, you threw me you screwed up and said, Diggs, all right, cool, I'm going to focus on Diggs, not even going to address it. I knew what you're talking about, but I'm not going to address it. I've never heard Jerry use the standard personnel line of, I'm only talking about people who are here.
Yeah.
That to me says, zip the lips, let's get this done. The sense, I think, is that this does get done this week. I don't know what those terms are. I know Schefter was up there talking about what the disagreements were on Get Up a few minutes ago, but I don't know what it'll look like, but it sounds like the Cowboys are confident it's going to get done.
877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line to hit us up on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. It is now time to recap everything you did. We got a Texas Rangers ticket giveaway coming up here momentarily.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.